Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
In Anchorage, a mask mandate remains in effect despite new guidance from the CDC on Thursday that significantly eases mask requirements for people that are fully vaccinated. The CDC now says fully vaccinated people do not need to wear masks indoors, with the exception of crowded indoor settings like buses, planes, hospitals, prisons, and homeless shelters. However, the new guidance doesn't regulate state and local restrictions. The latest version of Anchorage's mask mandate, which went into effect on the 3rd of this month, requires all individuals to wear masks or face coverings over their noses and mouths when they're indoors in public settings, in communal spaces outside the home, and outdoors at large crowded public events. The order doesn't differentiate between vaccinated and unvaccinated people, but does encourage unvaccinated people to wear masks at all outdoor public gatherings, regardless of size. Anchorage Health Department epidemiologist Dr. Janet Johnston said the new guidance caught local officials off guard.
I don't know what's going to happen with the mandates, to be perfectly honest. But we have to expect that there are going to be changes and that people are going to change their behavior. So getting, you know, where it might not have felt as urgent to be vaccinated, I think there's more of a benefit and also more of an urgency, because it's likely that people will be wearing masks less, and there's no way to know who's vaccinated and who's not.
She said while the CDC guidance will be, for many, added incentive to get vaccinated, she believes it also increases the urgency for those who are not yet vaccinated to get inoculated in order to protect themselves. Audio courtesy of Alaska's news source. The U.S. Senate voted to pass the Alaska Tourism Restoration Act, which would allow large cruise ships to visit Alaska. The act suspends the Passenger Vessel Services Act of 1886 until February 29th of 2022, which requires large foreign ships to either stop in a foreign port or start their voyages in a foreign port. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, Canada prohibited Alaska-bound cruise ships from operating in Canadian waters. Senator Dan Sullivan on the Senate floor Thursday.
This, to me, is an example of the United States Senate working at its best. What was going on here and what we did for the last several weeks is we went to all of our colleagues and said, look, we have a unique problem right now. The great state of Alaska, we're so proud of how we've done in terms of getting through the health aspects of this pandemic, but our economy is getting crushed for a whole host of reasons I've talked about on the floor here many, many times. In one of the huge areas is the tourism sector. In the unique challenges we have with the borders being closed by the Canadians, not helpful. The cruise ship industry not being able to move, and the millions of passengers we're expected to come to Alaska on cruise ships. So we were going to each senator saying, look, we know you have big philosophical differences on some things that relate tangentially to this issue, but right now this issue is very narrow. Help us help our constituents. That's it. It's not going to impact any other state.
The bill passed the Senate with an amendment by voice vote. It's now on its way to the U.S. House of Representatives for consideration. Sullivan said that Representative Don Young will be working with his colleagues to quickly pass the Alaska Tourism Restoration Act in the House. And if that happens, it then will move to the president's desk. More information at RadioKenai.com.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.